Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, for our sake endure temptation and suffering. Or today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Psalm 100, the joyful song of those entering God's temple. The Lord calls his ransomed people to sing songs of victory, St. Athanasius. Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing for joy. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us, we belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Go within his gates, giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Eternal, how good is the Lord. Indeed, how good is the Lord. Eternal, his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. O Jesus, you have set apart these 40 days for abstinence, and you decreed a Lenten fast to heal and save our mind and heart. Now come, be present to your church. Be near and aid our penitence. As we bow down before you, Lord, and beg you, wash away our sins. Remit and pardon with your grace misdeeds from which we turn aside. From future perils keep us safe by your most meek and gentle guard, that filled with sorrow for our sins and cleansed by yearly penitence, we may press on to celebrate the Paschal feast with worthy praise. Let all your works adore you, Lord, O merciful and triune God. Renewed by pardon, let us sing a new song to your holy name. Amen. God has crowned his Christ with victory. Psalm 20 is our first prayer, a prayer for the king's victory. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Acts 2:21 is our sentence from scripture or tradition for that psalm. May the Lord answer in time of trial. May the name of Jacob's God protect you. May he send you help from his shrine and give you support from Zion. May he remember all your offerings and receive your sacrifice with favor. May he give you your heart's desire and fulfill every one of your plans. May we ring out our joy at your victory and rejoice in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your prayers. I am sure now that the Lord will give victory to his anointed, will reply from his holy heaven with the mighty victory of his hand. Some trust in chariots or horses, but we in the name of the Lord. They will collapse and fail, but we shall hold and stand firm. Give victory to the King, O Lord. Give answer on the day we call. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts, have mercy on us. From Christ, have mercy on us, O Christ, through Mary's prayers, too, bless us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. God has crowned his Christ with victory. Antiphon 2. We celebrate your mighty works with songs of praise, O Lord. Psalm 21, sections, omitting 5 or 6 verses. Thanksgiving for the king's victory. He accepted life that he might rise and live forever, St. Hilary says. O Lord, your strength gives joy to the king. How your saving help makes him glad. You have granted him his heart's desire. You have not refused the prayer of his lips. You came to meet him with the blessings of success. You have set on his head a crown of pure gold. He asked you for life, and this you have given. days that will last from age to age. Your saving help has given him glory. You have laid upon him majesty and splendor. You have granted your blessings to him forever. You have made him rejoice with the joy of your presence. The king has put his trust in the Lord. Through the mercy of the Most High, he shall stand firm. O Lord, arise in your strength. We shall sing and praise your power. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts and God our Father, pour out your blessings and graces on us, Lord. Save us and help us tonight and every day. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We celebrate your mighty works with songs of praise, O Lord. Here we go into the third one. Lord, you have made us a kingdom and priests for God our Father. Revelation 4, segments and part of 5, Redemption Hymn. O Lord our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made. Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals. For you were slain. With your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation. You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord, you, Lord, have made us a kingdom and priests for God our Father. And so we begin the next part, the reading. So I'm just going to show the short reading, since it's just a verse or two, and then we'll look at the longer reading. Reading from the book of James. My brothers, what good is it to profess faith without practicing it? Such faith has no power to save one, has it? So it is with the faith that does nothing in practice. It is thoroughly lifeless. Show me faith without works, and I will show you the faith that underlies my works. Now we're going to have that shorter reading. No, the longer reading. From the book of Exodus, chapter 6, 29 through chapter 7, 25, the first plague sent upon Egypt. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, I am the Lord. Repeat to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, all that I tell you. But Moses protested to the Lord, since I am a poor speaker, how can it be that Pharaoh will listen to me? The Lord answered him, see, I have made you as God to Pharaoh, and Aaron your brother shall act as your prophet. You shall tell him all that I command you. In turn, your brother Aaron shall tell Pharaoh to let the Israelites leave his land. Yet I will make Pharaoh so obstinate that despite the many signs and wonders that I will work in the land of Egypt, he will not listen to you. Therefore I will lay my hand on Egypt, and by great acts of judgment I will bring the armies, or the hosts of my people, the Israelites, out of the land of Egypt, so that the Egyptians may learn that I am the Lord, as I stretch out my hand against Egypt and lead the Israelites out of their midst. Moses and Aaron did as the Lord had commanded them. Moses was 80 years old, and Aaron 83 when they spoke to Pharaoh. The Lord told Moses and Aaron, if Pharaoh demands that you work a sign or wonder, you shall say to Aaron, take your staff and throw it down before Pharaoh, and it will be changed into a snake. Then Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and did as the Lord had commanded. Aaron threw his staff down before Pharaoh and his servants, and it was changed into a snake. Pharaoh, in turn, summoned wise men and sorcerers, and they also, the magicians of Egypt, did likewise by their magic arts. Each one threw down his staff, and it was changed into a snake. But Aaron's staff swallowed their staffs. Pharaoh, however, was obstinate and would not listen to them, just as the Lord had foretold. Then the Lord said to Moses, Pharaoh is obdurate in refusing to let the people go. Tomorrow morning, when he sets out for the water, go and present yourself by the river bank, holding in your hand the staff that turned into a serpent. Say to him, The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, sent me to you with the message, Let my people go to worship me in the desert. But as yet you have not listened. The Lord now says, This is how you shall know that I am the Lord. I will strike the water of the river with the staff I hold, and it shall be changed into blood. The fish in the river shall die, and the river itself shall become so polluted that the Egyptians will be unable to drink its water. The Lord then said to Moses, Say to Aaron, Take your staff and stretch out your hand over the waters of Egypt, their streams and canals and pools, all their supplies of water, that they may become blood. Throughout the land of Egypt there shall be blood, even in the wooden pails and stone jars. Moses and Aaron did as the Lord had commanded. Aaron raised his staff and struck the waters of the river in full view of Pharaoh and his servants, and all the water of the river was changed into blood. The fish in the river died, and the river itself became so polluted that the Egyptians could not drink its water. There was blood throughout the land of Egypt. But the Egyptian magicians did the same by their magic arts. So Pharaoh remained obstinate and would not listen to Moses and Aaron. Just as the Lord had foretold, he turned away and went into his house, with no concern even for this. All the Egyptians had to dig in the neighborhood of the river for drinking water, since they could not drink the river water. 7 days passed after the Lord had struck the river. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Responsory prayer. The angel poured out the phial into the river. So this is from the book of Revelation, is where our responsory prayer is taken from. The angel poured out the phial into the river, and the waters turned into blood. Then I heard him cry, You are just, O Holy One, and just is the punishment you have decreed. These men have spilled the blood of the saints and the prophets. Then I heard another angel cry from the altar, Lord God Almighty, your judgments are true and just. These men have spilled the blood of the saints and prophets. Second reading from a treatise on the Lord's Prayer by St. Cyprian, bishop and martyr. He has given us life. He has also taught us how to pray. Dear brothers, the commands of the gospel are nothing else than God's lessons, the foundations on which to build up hope, the supports for strengthening faith, the food that nourishes the heart. They are the rudder for keeping us on the right course, the protection that keeps our salvation secure. As they instruct the receptive minds of believers on earth, they lead safely to the kingdom of heaven. God willed that many things should be said by the prophets, his servants, and listened to by his people. How much greater are the things spoken by the Son? These are now witnessed to by the very word of God who spoke through the prophets. The word of God does not now command us to spare the way for his coming. He comes in person and opens the way for us and directs us toward it. Before we wandered in the darkness of death aimlessly and blindly, now we are enlightened with the light of grace and are to keep to the highway of life with the Lord to proceed and direct us. The Lord has given us many counsels and commandments to help us towards salvation. He has even given us a pattern of prayer, instructing us on how we are to pray. He has given us life, and with his accustomed generosity, he has also taught us how to pray. He has made it easy for us to be heard as we pray to the Father in the words taught us by the Son. He has already foretold that the hour was coming when true worshipers would worship the Father in spirit and in truth. He fulfilled what he had promised before, so that we who have received the Spirit and the truth through the holiness he has given us may worship in the truth and in the Spirit through the prayer he has taught us. What prayer could be more a prayer in the Spirit than the one given us by Christ, by whom the Holy Spirit was sent upon us? What prayer could be more a prayer in the truth than the one spoken by the lips of the Son, who is truth himself? It follows that to pray in any other way than the Son has taught us is not only the result of ignorance, but of sin. He himself has commanded it and has said, you reject the commandment of God to set up your own tradition. So, my brothers, let us pray as God our Master has taught us, to ask the Father in the words his Son has given us, to let him hear the prayer of Christ ringing in his ears. It is to make our prayer one of friendship, a family prayer. Let the Father recognize the words of his Son. Let the Son who lives in our hearts be also on our lips. We have him as an advocate for sinners before the Father. When we ask forgiveness for our sins, let us use the words given by our advocate. He tells us, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. What more effective prayer could we then make in the name of Christ than in the words of his own prayer? Responsory prayer, until now you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, I will give to you, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Let us also continue on to night prayer after we get done with this office of evening prayer and the office as the antiphon. When you wish to pray, go to your room and shut the door and pray to your Father in secret. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. When you wish to pray, go to your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father in secret. Turning to our Father, we now pray, Lord, our Christ. Christ the Lord has warned us to watch and pray to avoid temptation. With our whole heart, let us pray to him. Turn to us, Lord, and have mercy. Jesus, our Christ, you promised to be with those who pray in your name. Help us always to pray with you to the Father in the Holy Spirit. Bridegroom of the Church, cleanser from every stain, teach her to walk in hope and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Friend of the human race, teach us concern for our neighbor as you have commanded, that all may see you more clearly as the light of the world. King of peace, give your peace to the world, that your presence may reveal your saving power in every place. Open the door of eternal happiness to all the dead, welcome them into the glory of your unending life. We thank you for the countless blessings that you've given us over the course of our life, and we beg that we may again be blessed. Teach us to pray, O Lord. We pray for Bill, for his miracle, for his recovery. We pray for Father Rob Galea's intentions. We pray for Father Jim Blount, for his continual strength in this amazing ministry. And the same for Father Rob and also all of his intentions. Pray for Father Vili and for everything that we must do the next day to go better than it normally would. Turn to us, Lord, and have mercy. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us pray that great prayer he mentioned in the second reading. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Now, let's combine this also with night prayer. Father, look on us, your children, through the discipline of Lent. Help us to grow in our desire for you. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. As we continue in prayer, let's take a moment to examine our conscience and ask for forgiveness for the sins of today and whatever burdens us. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God, confident that God hears us and wants to forgive us and bring us new freedom. Pray, Lord, have mercy. Jesus, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. Confident that you do have mercy on us, we move on. Skipping the hymn, do not hide your face from me, in you I put my trust. Psalm 143, Lord, listen to my prayer. Turn your ear to my appeal. You are faithful, you are just, give answer. Do not call your servant to judgment, for no one is just in your sight. Oh, and I almost forgot our sentence. Only by faith in Jesus Christ is a man made holy in God's sight. No observance of the law can achieve this. Galatians 2:16. The enemy pursues my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness, like the dead long forgotten. Therefore my spirit fails. My heart is numb within me. I remember the days that are past. I ponder all your works. I muse on what your hand has wrought. And to you I stretch out my hands. Like a parched land, my soul thirsts for you. Lord, make haste and answer, for my spirit fails within me. Do not hide your face, lest I become like those in the grave. In the morning, let me know your love, for I put my trust in you. Make me know the way I should walk. To you I lift up my soul. Rescue me, Lord, from my enemies. I have fled to you for refuge. Teach me to do your will. For you, O Lord, are my God. Let your good spirit guide me in ways that are level and smooth. For your name's sake, Lord, save my life. In your justice, save my soul from distress. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Do not hide your face from me. In you I put my trust. In honor of the Father's gifts, with Mary and to Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Reading from 1 Peter. Stay sober and alert. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, solid in your faith. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. You have redeemed us, Lord God of truth. I commend my spirit. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Canticle of Simeon. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Lord, fill this night with your radiance. May we sleep in peace and rise with joy to welcome the light of a new day in your name. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To you do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious advocate, your eyes of mercy towards us, and after this exile, show us to us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. So, unless we're going to do one of the deliverance prayers, which we might, I think that that ends our prayer session for today. So there are some really good ones in Father Chad's book. Let's just do this one. Most gracious Virgin Mary, thou who wouldest crush the head of the serpent, protect us from the vengeance of the evil one. We offer our prayers, supplications, sufferings, and good works to thee, so that thou may purify them, sanctify them, and present them to thy Son as a perfect offering. May this offering be given so that the demons that influence or seek to influence the members of the Auxiliarum Christinorum do not know the source of their expulsion and blindness. Blind them so that they know not our good works. Blind them so that they know not on whom to take vengeance. Blind them so that they may receive the just sentence for their works. Cover us with the precious blood of thy Son, so that we may enjoy the protection which flows from his passion and death. We ask this through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.